Come in, Cameron. I've been expecting you.
Hello, Master. Ooh, what are you stroking? Do you have an evil pet now?
I'm scratching. I think it might be lice. Now, have you scrapped the winter fuel allowance?
Well, when you said freeze those on benefits, I thought you meant...
We'll deal with pensioners next budget.
Perhaps we could occasionally go easier on people, Nick. My ratings are truly plummeting.
Mr. Clegg to you. Remember, if you want to keep being PM, you will do exactly what I say. And the best bit is, everyone blames the Tories for what we're doing. Don't blame it on the Lib Dems. Don't blame it on the Nick Clegg. Just blame it on Cameron. Blame it on the Tories.
What about the next election?
Do you think Miliband, a man who struggles to buy a pasty from Greggs, won't need a coalition? I'll remain the real power. My evil policies, my voice. He'll be the Ed Milli-Vanilli Band.
But I can't stand being unpopular, boss. Can't we learn from someone who's universally loved? Thatcher?
Oh, she was like Marmite-flavoured sprouts.
No! Listen to the crowds cheering outside! See?
They're demonstrating against her. They're covered in flour and eggs.
Oh, loving people! Providing the ingredients for a tribute cake! Oh, and now they're erecting a giant statue in her honour!
Oh, idiot! It's an effigy!
And the singing! Oh, ding dong! Oh, they're calling for the church bells to be rung in her memory!
Even someone as evil as me wouldn't bring back the poll tax.
Well, I was thinking of an invasion. We could...
You had me at invasion. Continue.
Well, there's an island under British protection that needs our help. Kirin Island.
Oh, the one with the loony who's taken over the north.
Kirin Jong-un! We should invade right now, or maybe next week, once we're really certain. And I've had a chance to ask Samantha.
In that case, we should send someone to this Kirin Island to find out.
Please, no, not Kirin Island. I'm a man of the people, but they're just weird.
Oh, you will go. Yes. You will go.
Oh, I've weaned myself again.
Welcome back to Kirin Island, where finances are so bad we all sleep in the same bedroom to save tax. Unlike Cyprus, our beloved banks are still receiving deposits, but only the sort you don't want pushed through your letterbox. And, like the mainland, we've been forced to close our borders and our Jessops, HMV, Blockbuster. Even more dramatic is the news that a madman has annexed the north of the island. Luckily, he's agreed to discuss the situation on TV. So we now go over to the most critical broadcast in Kirin Island history.
Cameras rolling. Action.
Hello and welcome to Detain with me, Lorraine Jelly. Today's guest is Kirin Jong-un, dictator of newly annexed North Kirin. I'm so excited. Welcome, Mr. Un.
You must call me Bringer of Death and Destruction to Hated Brothers in South Kirin Island.
Oh, isn't that special? Now, getting serious, you've illegally annexed a region and oppressed its population. What an amazing personal journey. Tell me all about it.
Well, since my father...
Kirin Jong ill?
No, Kirin Jong very ill. Kirin Jong dead.
Goodness. Oh, you poor wee thing. You must be heartbroken.
Well, I tell you something, it's been very hard. But I've kept myself busy issuing daily threats to world security and planning nuclear Armageddon.
Ooh, it's nice to have a hobby, isn't it? Now, a wee birdie told me you're threatening to blow up the whole island. Naughty you.
Which wee birdie? Bring it here. I will blow it up.
Cheeky monkey. So, come on. How many missiles have you got?
Oh, finally, a serious question. Well, I have...
I just want to know if you have more missiles than cats. And are any of them pink? Missiles or cats?
Yes, all missiles pink, except nuclear one.
After the break, we'll be joined by the UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, to have a vital discussion about new TV embroidery show, The Great British Sewing Bee.
And I will kill him!
Welcome back to Kieran Ireland's favourite game show, where we find out if the benefit contestants are a skiver or a striver. With Test, Daily Mail and Bruce, for goodness sake.
It is nice to assess your benefit claim. To assess your benefit claim.
Nice!
And a 1, 2, 3, 4, set 2, 3.
Ooh.
I've fallen down the stairs. Down the stairs, I've fallen.
Brucey? Ladies and gentlemen, your new host is, George Osborne into money.
Pass me Bruce's script. Good game, good game. How do I pronounce this?
I think it's,
Time for our first contestant, Peter.
Hello, I'm a nurse who works shifts.
Skiver, you sleep all day.
I work over 50 hours a week just to make the ends meet.
Skiver, take him away!
Aren't we meant to have the audience vote on it?
We were given a very clear mandate in 2010. Right, on with the script. What do points make? Ask Chris Hune. Was that meant to be another joke?
Yes, it was. Oh. Fortunately, it's time for our next contestant, Michelle. Michelle, love, how long have you been in a wheelchair?
Skiver, another person who won't get off their backside. Take away her disability living allowance and her wheelchair.
Ah! And our final contestant tonight is Tarquin.
Hello, George, old thing.
Tarquin, you've never had a job. You wasted all your inheritance on swan caviar and cummerbunds.
Yes, yes, I have, absolutely.
Striver, this is exactly the kind of wealth creator we need in Kieran Ireland. Here, have a tax cut.
Huzzah! Coming for a brandy, old boy?
Didn't we do well?
Hello?
Hi, it's me. April?
What happened? You were supposed to be in here ages ago.
Yeah, I'm really sick. I'm sorry.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, April. Everybody's waiting for you. We have been for weeks.
Can't February keep on covering?
February's knackered.
Yeah, but February works fewer days than anyone.
It doesn't know what to do with the spring account. Keeps panicking, snowing a bit and then going into a corner to cry. March is on long-term sick leave as well. Oh, look, when are you going to be here? Oh,
boss, I really don't know.
But it's mayhem out there. You know what Brits are like. Families are having camping holidays in the snow.
I might not be able to make it this year at all.
Fine. January's been asking for some new projects. I gave it the Easter shift, but, oh, you know how it likes to depress people. It froze the Easter bunny solid. Look, you rest up and we'll see you bright and early in 2014.
Oh, cheers, boss. See you then. Ha! Sucker! Come on, March, let's go and shout abuse at pensioners in the shopping centre.
Kieran Ireland has its own social media network, Quitter. It's a marvellous way to keep up to date with your friends and their thoughts and reactions to current affairs. Here are some of your tweets.
Pope Francis keeps coming into my uncle's bakery and blessing the cakes. Honestly, is muffin sacred?
These scratch and sniff drug cards from the Kieran Island police are perfect for writing your name on when labelling your possessions. Hashtag, hashtag.
I bought my boyfriend some of that new aftershave that smells like zombie, but I'm now worried that he's just after me for my brains.
Somebody needs to point out to George Osborne that being born without empathy doesn't qualify you for a disabled parking permit!
Like Prince Charles, I too found Arabic too difficult to master, which is how I ended up with 200 camels. Although after smoking them, I did sound a bit Qatari.
My wife doesn't like the way I cook things, which is why she doesn't let me do the books. Personally, I like my cooking like I like my jokes. Tasteless. Let's now go over to the latest episode of MasterChef, which is taking place right here on Kieran Island.
Welcome to MasterChef Kieran Island. 5 cooks, just 3 quarterfinal places up for grabs. Let's cook.
That's right, John. Cooking does not get tougher than this.
Stop cooking! You! Yes, you! Step away from that balsamic reduction.
What's all this about, love?
I'm from Kieran Island Food Standards Agency.
Oh, Greg, you haven't been dipping your shiny bald head in the asparagus gazpacho again, have you?
Well...
I'm here to investigate accusations of flagrant mislabeling. Firstly, the Radio Times classifies MasterChef as light entertainment. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Ugh! I don't like icebergs. That's vegetables.
It's a metaphorical iceberg. It's one of many charges. Moving on to your catchphrase, Greg.
What? Cooking does not get tougher than this.
Exactly. Cooking can get much tougher than this. Have you ever tried turning an onion and powdered egg into a meal for 4 by the heat of a decomposing badger whilst riding a unicycle blindfolded with both your hands stuck into a blender?
Swap powdered egg for corned beef and you've got the season 4 finale, love.
From now on, every piece of food you produce in this kitchen must be accurately labelled. No poncing it up with fancy, pretentious names, just facts. So, what's on the accurately labelled menu today, guys?
We're starting with a cheesy puff, followed by a slightly too heavy pudding.
Great, so that's the two of you accurately labelled. Now let's move on to the food.
Over on the mainland, a new survey has found that there are 7 different social groups. The Education Secretary is delighted as he's finally found a way of reducing class sizes. But which group are you? Let's take the survey and find out.
Calculating results. As you have just wasted 25 minutes trying to find out which class you belong to, you are... British.
Here on the island, we're not well known for our football teams. Recently, there was great surprise when a former Premiership player signed for one of our top clubs. We didn't know he could write.
On behalf of Kieran Island Football Club, I'm very pleased to present our new signing, David Beckham.
So how are you finding Kieran Island life, David?
Well, it's great to be here. You know, Victoria thinks the place is great. There's a great bunch of lads, a great club, there's a great history, and hopefully together we can go forward and achieve great things.
And what do you think of the manager, David?
He's okay.
And where will David play?
We shall mainly be putting David forward.
Good.
For sponsorship deals.
But what about on the pitch?
David will be striking.
Yeah?
Poses as the model in our new poster campaign.
Okay, but what's my role in the team going to be?
I want 3 goals from you.
That's not very many.
Our 3 corporate goals: profit, publicity and pants. We want to see as much of you in your pants as possible.
So he's not going to be playing any football?
Oh, of course he will, of course he will. Just mainly with African schoolchildren. And in the motion capture suite of our premier video games company.
Finally, David, could you give us a big smile for the camera?
Ow, I think I just pulled a muscle in my face. I don't think I can pose for photos.
Oh, this is a disaster. Get LA Galaxy on phone and see if I can cancel the deal.
Here on Kieran Island, we'd hate for you to think that we're an insular, self-contained community with no regard for what's going on outside of our own borders. That's America. So here's our roundup of off-the-island news.
Scientists have managed to grow teeth from gum cells. Although the technology is still in the experimental stage, one overjoyed recipient exclaimed that it was brilliant.
A man in Glasgow was clamped when he refused to pay a fine for urinating in the street. It doesn't say where they clamped him, but it was probably somewhere around the gorbals.
Kourtney Kardashian has offered to carry a baby for her sister Khloe, although she has been advised not to do it in the UK as she would be liable for the spare womb tax.
This month, the mobile phone celebrated the 40th anniversary of its very first phone call. It spent the day drinking and lamenting the 39th anniversary since it was replaced by a younger model and how its children don't call anymore.
And finally, the Queen has received a BAFTA for her role in the Olympics opening ceremony James Bond sequence. She said she loved the stunt scenes but was disappointed that the bedroom scene was cut.
Cameron, are you on Kieran Island yet?
Yes, Mr. Clegg, sir.
And how is the mission going to win hearts and minds ahead of our invasion?
Well, when I arrived, it was a wonderful hark back to 1950s Britain. Red phone boxes, Union Jack bunting, casual races and the Conservative Party conference.
Did you say were, Cameron?
Well, a funny story. I happened to mention the Falklands and how we liberated them.
What's that tune? Is that tango?
No idea. I'm a man of the people, so I only strut to the jive. Anyway, I was charming the locals as always when...
Buenas noches, señor. Payphone, por favor.
Was that man speaking Spanish?
I think he must be a tourist.
Cameron, you've made them want an Argentinian invasion, haven't you?
No.
Mr. David, will you dance the tango with me all the way to Buenos Aires?
Well, it wasn't my fault, Master. Cha-cha-cha. I was telling them about the Falklands and...
Are you dancing?
I may have left slip that Argentina has more... Ooh, sunshine! Ooh. Sorry. So I thought, OK, well, what do we do? Well, cha-cha-cha, sport! You know, what with 2012, samba, rumba, and all that.
Argentina, the home of Messi and Maradona, versus our John Terry and Carlton Palmer.
And in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have mentioned wine, steak, or the Pope.
Listen, Cameron, either you get the Islanders back on our side, or when you come back, number 10 will have a new occupant.
Not?
Yes, him.
Even you can't be that!
Cruel, David, yes I can. You fix this, or Boris and his hair will be the new Prime Minister.
My boss at Kieran Island Radio said she wanted me to be her friend with benefits. So she fired me. On the mainland, one government minister has given in to calls for him to try and survive on £53 a week.
Hello, Ian Duncan Smith here. And I've set up camp outside the Houses of Parliament to show you how to survive off £7.57 a day. I've seen Bear Grylls and the first thing you need is a fire. Luckily, I found hundreds and thousands of petitions calling on me to resign. Next up, you need shelter. It needs to be warm, dry, and protect you from constituents. Now we've got shelter sorted, we need food. I've set a trap to catch a poor person. A poverty trap, if you will. Got one. Now, I'm eating human flesh, but if you care about people, you can also look for fruit and berries, or a sandwich from Pret. Drink is important too, and to collect that, you'll need a small plastic bag. Aha, exactly what I'm looking for. A sleeping Eric Joyce. Now, by putting the bag over his mouth and capturing his breath, I should be able to get 2, maybe 3 pints of neat alcohol to see me through the night. But watch out, he can get punchy.
Get off!
Finally, and most importantly, you'll need this small rectangular piece of plastic. Once the TV cameras have gone, nip round the corner, book into a hotel, and put it all on expenses.
Hello, President Kiran Jong-un. I'm Glenda Google from Google. We'd like you to rethink your ban on Google in North Kiran.
Mr. Google, problem with Google is that it's factually inaccurate. For example, if you Google who is leader of most powerful country in the world,
it comes up with America and Barack Obama, also making reference to China.
Inaccurate. Kiran Jong-un is leader of North Kiran, most powerful country in world. Who is world's strongest man?
Zydrunas Savickas.
Incorrect. It's Kiran Jong-un. He would bitch slap Savickas in fight. And Jeff Capes. Who went number one with I Am the One and Only?
Chesney Hawks. And it was written by 80s pop star Nick Kershaw.
Incorrect again. Kiran Jong-un went to number one with I Am the One and Only. It's sung by Kiran Jong-un, written by Kiran Jong-un, and guitar solo played by Kiran Jong-un. What secret identity of Batman?
I see where we're going here.
Exactly. Kiran Jong-un, Batman. Who invented the light bulb?
Let me guess. Kiran Jong-un?
No, Joseph Swan. Thomas Edison was a shameless self-promoter and made me very angry that he took credit for Swan's work.
So you think Google isn't accurate enough?
Yes. Also, if you Google leader North Kiran, it's your picture of ladies' boobies with great leaders' heads superimposed on each one. I know like it is.
President Jong-un, Google relies on a carefully developed algorithm we can't go changing.
We let you pay no tax whatsoever.
But we are keen to be culturally appropriate. Maybe all Google searches in North Kiran could return Kiran Jong-un.
Except one.
Of course, the light bulb entry.
No, Batman must maintain secret identity.
Welcome to the Kiran branch of Cyprus Bank.
I'd like to open an account, please.
Okay. Now, put your hands up.
Hey? Is this a bank robbery?
No, it's the terms of the Cyprus bailout. 10% of your money, all your life.
There's been a wave of cyber attacks launched against high-profile websites recently. There would have been more, but most terrorist groups don't have a 12-year-old nephew to help them. Is now the time to start taking these cyber threats more seriously?
Ahmed, quick! Fire up interweb-powered computer device. We launch cyber attack on infidel Kiran Island government.
So what do you want me to hack for you, Jam? Game of Thrones Season 3? Or a prime delivery slot on Ocado.com? I can even upload a fake video of David Cameron and Nick Clegg doing the naked Harlem shake.
No. No infidel shaking videos. We take down whole internet. Do it. Do it now. See how they cope with no Friends Reunited or imperialist Bing searches.
Okay, Jam. I'm in.
It looks like you're trying to launch a cyber attack. Would you like some help with that?
Infidel paperclip knows too much. Kill it.
Okay. Just one more command.
You did it. You destroy whole internet.
What? No, not me, Jam. I didn't even send the command yet. BT Broadband is always like this.
And now it's time for more of your tweets.
I wish I lived in Cyprus. Last week, they had a 7-day bank holiday.
I can't believe a council is building tunnels for frogs to cross the roads. If they'd done that in the 80s, I wouldn't have arthritis in my thumbs today.
I don't have any trouble claiming benefits online. I do it all through Facebook. I call it social not working.
I've been fitted with some teeth grown from mice cells. The only problem is, whenever I say cheese, I start to smile.
I don't think it matters how they try to teach history in school. I gave up the subject years ago, and since then I've never looked back.
Just like the UK, Kiran Island is to close its tax authorities' inquiry centres, although no one will lose their jobs for 2 years, as they'll have to process their own P45s. Nevertheless, it will hit some communities hard.
Nora! I've got bad news, love. They're closing down the tax inquiry centre.
They can't do that, Fred. There's been a tax inquiry centre on Kiran Island for as long as I can remember.
I know, love.
My father was a revenue and customs tax inquiry assistant, and his father was a revenue and customs tax inquiry assistant before him, and his father was a revenue and customs tax inquiry assistant before him, and his father worked in the circus, but he was a black sheep up family. But his father was a revenue and customs tax inquiry assistant.
Look, it'll be okay, Fred, love. You can get another job at another revenue and customs tax inquiry centre. They must be crying out for people who can eventually answer a phone and give a vague and often misleading advice on tax matters.
It's not that simple, Nora. They're closing them all down. There's only one thing left to do.
Oh, Fred, you don't mean...
Yes, I'll have to get a job down pit.
There now follows an important public service announcement on behalf of the Kieran Island Council.
Hello, I'm Supreme Leader Smith, and I'm here to warn you, not of an impending apocalypse, as that may generate unnecessary panic, but what to do in the event of a nuclear attack.
Point one.
Remember, never ever return to a lit nuclear warhead. Believe me, there is nothing worse than atomic weaponry going off in your face.
Point two.
Regular nuclear missiles have overly macho names, like Polaris, Trident and Deathbringer, increasing testosterone levels. Why not call them by more relaxing names, like Ambiance, Tortoise or Gerald?
Point three.
If you have your own nuclear warhead launch button, keep it safe and keep out of the reach of children. Try not to install it next to your doorbell. Remember, you're not trying to start an international incident here.
Remember, nuclear weapons are not a toy. The trajectory of warheads may go up as well as down. In event of nuclear war, your home may be at risk.
Great, did you get all that? Right, that's us finished. I'll just turn the lights off. Keith, the big red light switch isn't working.
Live from Kieran Island 4 was written and performed by Alison Pritchard, Alex Perkins, Angie Holford, Dan Swimmer, David Salisbury, Ed Gicesi, Eleanor Green, Francesca Washto, Jack Horner, Jamie Gladden, Lewis McLeod, Lucy Timms, Neil Tolfrey, Rachel Esposti, Steve Hope-Wynn, Stephen Mowinney, Steve Holford and Stu Cooper, with additional material from Judgment Dave, Barry Martinsky, Peter McGladdery, Gabby Hutchinson-Crouch, Daniel Edison, Andy Gilderdale, Philip Dillon, John McGlade, Matt Fishwick and Jane McCutcheon. The script editors were Dan Swearett, Stephen Mowinney and Stu Cooper. The producer was Alison Pritchard.
Cameron, what's going on?
Good news! The people don't want to be Argentinian anymore.
Well done, Cameron, for once.
Yes, it's difficult for Ash to have a political affiliation.
And Jong-un's announced that Kieran Island isn't worth invading anymore. So, we've won.
Yes, important to focus on the bigger picture and ignore the details. Not that there are details. No, none of those.
Cameron? Is there something you're not telling me?
Well, there's just one tiny problem, sir. I think the winter fuel allowance might cost a lot more than expected.
Why?
Well, I'm not sure how long a nuclear winter will last.
I knew I should have sent David Beckham.
Master, do you have any after sun? Factor 12,000? Master!